Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of June. My name is Doug Steffen. My real name is Dudley Steffen, but you know me as Doug. Ken Kessler is his real name. He's the news wrestler, or the info wrestler. And then there's Molly Page. I don't believe you're involved in wrestling at all. Are you?
Not so far.
No. All right, good.
There's still time. The day is young.
The day is young. All right, let's see, speaking of the day being young, what the FBI is up to. Let's see, we have the... under the circumstance, a lot of government organizations, not that this is anything different or new, the TSA is in the news today, and the NSA is in the news today, and the FBI is in the news today. So let's start with the FBI, and we'll go either uphill, downhill, sideways, however it works with a focus on spoken abnormalities. How's that?
All right. Well, the Associated Press has just released this report. It's so incredibly interesting. It says that there is a small air force with scores of low-flying planes across the country. They're videotaping what they fly over. They can track people through their cell phones, whether the cell phones are on or off. This is all operated by the FBI. The planes have surveillance equipment that is being used without a judge's approval. And this has been an ongoing investigation by the Associated Press. Within a 30-day period, the agency said that they have flown over 30 cities in 11 states across the country. And
well.
Yeah, and these aircraft, the AP traced them back to at least 13 fake companies that they're registered under.
Your tax dollars at work, folks.
So when we used to think anybody who thought there was surveillance going on constantly overhead, that they had the tinfoil hats on.
Yeah, no.
But this was actually happening.
Yeah, this is this makes J. Edgar Hoover look like he's playing in the sandbox. This sort of stuff, taking technology, using it. They have far too much money. You realize how to control all this stuff is? You know the story of the NSA. Congress is going to end the bulk collection of phone data, at least in one way. It'll get collected in another way. But it is outrageous. We claim to live in a free country, and these people have... We've allowed these people to get control of our lives. We really have. The government is into everything, into everybody's life, telling you what, in essence, is acceptable, what isn't. You can't make up your own mind about much of anything. And that doesn't mean that people make good choices, but that's what freedom is about. Freedom is about making good choices or bad choices. In this circumstance, everybody's a bad guy. We're all doing something wrong. That's the assumption that comes from this sort of action. How dare they? Is my question. What's yours? 888-302-3684. This is looks like a job for Superman or for Super Ken, posting this on Facebook and Twitter. What do you think of the FBI operating a small air force with scores of these planes all across the country? They've already started operating in 30 different cities in 11 states. Surveillance on what? I didn't get details of that. What are they looking for, Molly?
Well,
is that clear?
The FBI, the spokesperson for the FBI, says specific aircraft and their capabilities are protected for operational security purposes.
What does that mean?
As they go.
Oh, come on.
But Christopher Allen, the spokesperson, says the planes are not equipped, designed, or used for bulk collection activities or mass surveillance.
What are they doing?
They're just flying about.
No. Sorry. This needs to be stopped today. Now.
I think it's a little scary that they can track people through their cell phones, even if the cell phone isn't on.
Mm-hmm.
They can find where you are with these planes.
Yeah. This is something that apparently they learned because there were planes circling over Baltimore when they were having all the trouble.
Yeah.
And that's where this information came from. Congress, the FBI has asked or they did a couple of years ago, asked for $5 million for the program. Why are they asking for more money on top of whatever they have, the black ops budgets for all of the spook agencies, the spy agencies, the FBI, they all, the CIA, the NSA, they all have mostly private budgets. That is, nobody knows what they spend the money on. Why? How do people get so smoked, these people in Congress, or they get so overwhelmed by, oh, we've got to give them what they want? Why? Go ahead, Molly.
Is this all because of 9/11 that they've gotten so much power? We know the Patriot Act came out after that. But what happened with 9/11? They had the information.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't act on it.
Right.
Same. So it's not like you need more surveillance to find them. They knew about them.
Yeah. This country's, in many ways, is going right to hell. It really is. It's not like some... It makes no sense. None of this stuff you keep... Every day, it's a different one of these things, and it sets me off, and I don't like to be set off. So I probably should just ignore these sorts of things. Mike's in Kentucky. Thoughts on this, Mike? Hi, welcome to Good Day.
Hey, how are you?
All right, a little frustrated or annoyed at this information about the FBI. What do you think?
Well, you've got it all wrong. The FBI is on our side. We're the good people. They're tracking the bad guys. They're not worried about you and me, the good people. They're worried about the bad guys.
How do they
let
know
them do
the
what
difference?
They want to do to the bad guys?
Uh-huh. Who are the bad guys?
The guys that are committing the crimes, the mob, whoever.
Right.
Let them track the mob and let them do their thing and protect you and me and all the good people in the world.
Really? So you think this is protection for you and me?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. What?
Whoops, sorry. Ah, I just hit that button. I didn't mean to finish the conversation, but okay. He doesn't think that I'm right, thinks that this is an A-OK program.
There are a lot of people who agree with him.
Yeah.
That, you know, the same theory is if you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to fear for being pulled over by the police, or if you're not doing anything wrong on the phone, who cares who's listening in?
Yeah, that's not the American way. 888-302-3684. It isn't. It's not the American way. I don't see it as the American. We got two different Americas here. Always room for a different point of view, but it's not the America that I appreciate.
We
frankly.
Have to give props
get
to
the
these
bad guys.
The press, though, right?
Yeah,
for revealing
right.
all
yeah.
of this. They're
but
the ones
get
who came
the,
up the
get
story.
The bad guys. How do you know who the bad guys are? Following the mob? You think the mob is... I don't... Well, maybe that is what's working. Maybe they are going to get the mob or whoever the terrorists are. They're everywhere, apparently. They're in 30 cities. So get the good guys, leave the good guys alone and find the bad guys. I think in the hands, maybe I would agree with you, sir, if I was confident this information was in the hands of people who knew how to understand what it is. But given what happens a lot with surveillance on local levels with police that don't necessarily understand all of what they're getting information, they don't understand a lot of the tools that have been given to them by the Pentagon as an example. So how's this good? You think about it. Let us know. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Molly or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day 15 after the hour. Some amazing news. Getting ready for the warmer weather. Want to have your best foot forward, or maybe I should say your best hair forward. Best hair. If your hair is thinning, and you see more hair on your brush than you have on your head, perhaps you ought to pick up the phone and call the folks who distribute Provia, 800-525-8319. Provia is a natural hair thinning treatment that cleanses your scalp, opens your pores, allows the hair follicles under your scalp to grow again, and then as the hair grows, it has a thickening agent in it that's all natural. It helps you. A lot of these products around it can do these things, but they're chemically induced. The difference between those things and Provia is that Provia is all natural. And there's really nothing around that will cleanse your scalp like this. A lot of the things you put on your scalp plug up your pores, in fact. You don't want to do that because then the hair can't grow, can't get through the pores. 800-525-8319. It's a delivering on a promise. They say within weeks new hair will be started, and it's not greasy. It's something that you'll have put it on before you go to bed. You can put it on as you go out the door for work. Whatever it is, this is a special deal for your hair. Reduce the premature hair loss. No more thinning hair. 800-525-8319. Works for men and women. Doesn't make a difference whether your hair is colored, treated, or not. It will work, or you get your money back. 800-525-8319. You get your hair back, or you get your money back with Provia.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithanI.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water, or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning, and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com. Doug Steffens, good day program. 18 and a half of the hour. I'm looking at some pictures, Kenny, of survivors from that boat in the Yangtze River in China. This cruise ship sank. A lot of people on board. Doesn't seem to be a number, but it looks like 100 or more, maybe 200, 300, 400. There were 458 people on the boat, mostly elderly tourists. And it's the heavy rainstorm that came about as a result of the entrails of a typhoon. The weather is wild around the world. Global warming? Yes or no? That's an easy answer to those who are concerned about the weather. Yep, it's global warming. Okay. What are you going to do about it is the question. It's not like you run away from it. In international news. Also, the story of Sepp Blatter, his top lieutenant at FIFA, right? I pronounce it right?
Yes.
FIFA. Made $10 million in bank transactions that are central to the bribery scandal engulfing soccer. This is according to officials in the United States who are trying to hang these guys out to dry. That helped the governing folks here to look at them and say, oh, there's bad doings there. We better go after them. Meanwhile, what's being done about the IRS and the tax hack attack? There is going to be a Senate Finance Committee hearing today on why the IRS didn't address the security flaws in their systems. Huh. That's a pretty good question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why aren't you doing everything you can to protect the vital information of those people who are paying the bill? Thanks a lot, pal. 21 after the hour and good day.
Rejoice, my dear friend. That music you're hearing is the sound of healing. Take just a moment to let it envelop you in the Spirit of the Lord. Now, if that sounds good to you, I have something that will sound even better, because this is your opportunity to own an exclusive collection of healing music played in seven sacred musical keys in the pages of the Bible. It's known that King David soothed King Saul with his beautiful music, and today music therapy is a recognized, proven medical practice that has eased post-operative pain, lowered blood pressure, and given a much-needed boost to immune systems. Clear pain and aches out of your body, restore focus and productivity, and finally enjoy a full night of restful sleep. This is Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Project. Find out how a devout Christian, author, and musician discovered these ancient healing frequencies and why he claims God told him to create this amazing product. All you have to do is go to WholeTonesSample.com right now to understand how this product can work for you as easily as it has for countless others. Go to WholeTonesSample.com to hear all seven amazing songs. That's WholeTonesSample.com now.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Singer at the time of the Temptations. This is the sad anniversary of the death of David Ruffin in Philadelphia. This date, 1991, cocaine overdose. He was only 50 years old. Had been the lead singer on the Temptations song. My Girl's a pretty good example. Ain't No Mountain High Enough, I think. No, Ain't Too Proud to Beg. And then here's a song that he recorded in 1976 that went to number one. Walk Away From Love. Crank this up, Carol. Great, great song. The guy was just oozing talent and didn't know how to handle it. What a shame. But his brother, didn't his brother die also similar circumstances? Do I remember that? Okay. There was another one. There was another Ruffin, but I... was it Ed? No, it wasn't Ed. What was the other Ruffin's name? The brother. Nobody remembers. I can't remember either. But anyway, the point is, there's a life cut short by drug abuse. And he had so much to live with. What a great talent. My heavens. All right, speaking of talent, let's get back into our coveted position here, 25 after the hour. In this hour, at this time, I'd like to go back to last night's monologues, late night. Some of these guys are comedians. Would we say Conan's a comedian? Fallon's a comedian? Myers is a comedian? I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Conan jokes first.
Bruce Jenner is on the new cover of Vanity Fair as her new identity, Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah, this is historic because Caitlyn's the first woman from that family to appear on a magazine cover fully clothed.
All right. And Jimmy Fallon wants to take on politics.
This weekend, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley officially announced that he's running for president with the slogan, New Leadership. Because if anything makes Americans feel good, it's seeing the same sign you see over a laundromat that's gone out of business 10 times. Like, new leadership. Oh, this will be much better. You hear this in an interview yesterday. Jeb Bush said that he would like to run for president, but still has not made a final decision yet. Even Hillary was like, Bush, please.
Uh-huh. Bush, please. And here's Seth Meyers.
Anybody make any phone calls? If you've made any phone calls, this is exciting news. As of today, the National Security Agency, the NSA, no longer has the authority to collect phone records of Americans not suspected of any crime. Great news for 18 of the 19 kids and counting.
All right, and I like, as you know, Wendy Williams' advice, daytime talk program. Here she answers an audience member's questions from yesterday about dating a fella who doesn't cook or grill.
So I met this guy. So the problem is he has a lot of potential. He's great on paper. Checks all the boxes. No okay. kids. Okay. You know, great age, good credit, own place. The problem is he doesn't cook. So breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I'm a major foodie. Like, I'm hungry right now. Nothing. And he doesn't know how to use the grill. So for all three meals, we go out to eat. He wants to go out to eat for every meal. So my concern is, will I be cooking for him for the rest of our lives if this works out? That's a lot of pressure. Is that a deal breaker?
There is so much stuff. Who goes to the pre-made department at the grocery store and you put it in your own pot and pan? Girl, this is not a deal breaker. There are so many ways to make quick meals. I'm surprised that you don't know this already. You're nodding so hard back there. Him not cooking is not a deal breaker.
What about the grill? Who doesn't like to get Polish sausage?
Deal with it. Okay.
Wow, it's so much pressure that he doesn't cook?
Yeah.
That's the deal breaker?
Uh-uh.
High maintenance woman.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of high maintenance people around. Do you know that?
I do.
Do you? I don't know. Do you know that? Molly doesn't know, but I know. 28 what? Past the hour and good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Frum of The Atlantic and Joe Connison of The National Memo. Coming right up, based on the GOP scandal machine against Hillary in the past few months, is she any less of a favorite to be the next president?
Get out to the forest. And discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole real flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Whoa! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for David Frum and Joe Connison. After the recent Republican attacks on Hillary Clinton, on Benghazi, emails, sleazy big speeches, the Clinton Foundation, has or will she be damaged by this or not so much?
So far, they've unloaded very early on this. I mean, you know, as my view is that the Clinton Cash Book was a project of the Koch brothers. They invested millions in a nonprofit called the Government Accountability Institute.
Joe just did air quotes, radio listeners.
Yes, yeah, a nonprofit called the Government Accountability Institute, which is where Peter Schweitzer, the author of that book, has worked for the last several years. It doesn't exist to do anything except attack Democrats and mainly this book.
I mean, I think by the end of this election process, the public will arrive at the view. They had a Bill Clinton when he was president. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, they're not truthful people. They're not people who are scrupulous about money. On the other hand, to the people who will decide the election, the economically hard-pressed voters, and this is a message I give to my Republican friends, if offered the choice between an ethically challenged person who won't take away your health care coverage and an upright, flinty model of probity who will take away your health insurance, people will choose the former.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with David Frum of The Atlantic Magazine and Joe Connison of The National Memo Online.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
You feel about some of the issues of the day. I'm Doug Steffen, Molly Page, the news sage, Kenny Kessler, the info wrestler, here to wrestle the facts and opinions and thoughts. Our thought for the day today comes from Helen Keller, who said, "Be happy with what you have while working for what you want. So much has been given to me, I have no time to ponder over that which has been denied." That is appropriate for most of us, I believe. The United States of America went to war in 1914, 15, 16. It was called World War I. In the spring of 1918, two young Americans risked their lives to save fellow officers from German advances on the French front. Today, the president is going to do something about recognizing those men, Molly, yes?
Yes, they will get the Medal of Honor.
Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
The this is interesting, I suppose. I don't know whether I like the fact that the highlight here is that one of them was black and the other was Jewish.
Well, there is something to that, yeah. For a long time, they did not give the Medal of Honor to black people, at least. Mm-hmm. One of the men, Private Henry Johnson of the Army, helped his Harlem Hellfighters regime repel a surprise attack by German raiders. He only had a knife. He single-handedly held off the enemy, preventing the capture of a few wounded soldiers. He did die a decade later. He had 21 combat-related injuries. But for most of the past century, the Army resisted efforts to award the Medal of Honor to him, citing in part the service of Private Johnson and his fellow black soldiers under French command, not an American one. And at the time, because of racial discrimination in the Army, they couldn't fight along with white soldiers, and they didn't get the medal. So that is pivoting today.
Yeah. And then the other fellow, his name was Sergeant William, is it Shemin, S-H-E-M-I-N? He left the safety of his platoon's trench to recover wounded soldiers, barrage of machine gun fire, artillery shells. What does it say about us. And a lot of you say to me, well, we pick out the things that need attention. We do pick out the things that need attention. This is the kind of thing that we should be ashamed of. And it's over. So maybe I go back to Helen Keller and what she said. Be happy with what you have while working for what you want. So much has been given to us. We have so many great things in our history and heritage. We ought not to be concerned about these sorts of things. There are some people who would say that to us. I think that it's shameful. Black people couldn't take a pee in the same latrine as a white person in the Korean War until Dwight Eisenhower became president and changed that. Did you know that?
That was the 1950s.
That's only, what, 70 years ago? 60 years ago. And the same with the prejudice aimed at this fellow because he was Jewish. You know, come on.
Well, I don't know if that there's point in carrying shame. Acknowledgement, at least. Acknowledging that the country has made some horrible mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do what we can to set them right now that we know how bad they were.
Okay, good. I'm for that. Okay. Was it yesterday during this hour we were talking about women named Dudley?
Yes.
Was this hour?
It was yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
That's all I as close as I can get.
I remember what hour it was. I got an email from somebody named Eva, who's in Russellville, Arkansas, listens on AM 980 there. I asked the question because somehow or other my first name came up, Dudley, and I was talking about some woman or a couple of women that I've heard who were named Dudley, heard about. And then she sends me the following names that were once exclusively men's names and now have become more commonly used for women. They include Beverly, Lindsay, Meredith, Ashley, Leslie, Allison, Whitney, Hillary, Reese, Taylor, Vivian, Carol, Pearl, Ivy, Lauren, and even Margaret. Most of these names flipped to gender use in the early 1900s. There are others, of course. This is only a partial list. I looked up this because I heard you talking about it. Thank you.
Wow. Hillary was a man's name.
Hillary was a man's name. Meredith was a man's name. Ashley. Leslie.
Gosh, there were metrosexuals back then.
Taylor. Vivian. How many? I don't know of any. I made mention because of the Merediths in my life. Meredith, the composer Meredith Willson, the only Meredith male that I know of. I don't know of any Ashley males. I know of a number of Leslies.
Ashley, I know a man named Ashley in Gone with the Wind. That was who Scarlett was in love with.
Yep. Right. And let's see, who else? Beverly. Do you know men named Beverly?
No.
I know Lindsay for a man. Don't know any men named Hillary. Know some men named Whitney. Don't know men named Vivian. Carol, know a man named Carol. Pearl, Ivy. That's. But it's interesting to get that spin on things, is it not?
Yeah. I love that there's a listener.
Thank you. Email to Doug or maybe send it to Molly so she knows you're listening. Molly at DougStephan.com or Facebook.com/ good day, Twitter, good day. Kenny, what's the hot thing on social media this morning?
On social media, Caitlyn Jenner and also getting some comments about the FBI story we were talking about earlier.
All right, so Caitlyn has broken the Internet, in essence, at least the Vanity Fair website. How many, would you say, a million or more? 1.8 million, I have this out here. 1.8 million followers. Caitlyn, at Twitter account, at Caitlyn Jenner, 1.8 million followers in a few hours. Wow.
More than Kim. More than Kim's.
So what's up next for Caitlyn? What is the, there's television stuff on E!, right? Is that connected to the Kardashians, or this is a special thing just about him, her?
I think this is just about her, mm-hmm. Caitlyn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're being politically correct.
I'm working on it, but I'm confused because she talks about Bruce and Caitlyn in the third person.
Mm-hmm.
Talks about how Bruce was always living a lie and then turns and says, but Caitlyn has no lies, and so that was very confusing in the interview yesterday.
All right, what else, Kenny? Caitlin, you said. We got comments on that.
Caitlin, the FBI.
And the TSA.
And the TSA.
Ah, perfect. TSA screeners are going to stop you from bringing 3.4 ounces of liquid on a plane. You all know that, right? But apparently, you don't have any trouble getting explosives by them. The Department of Homeland Security tested airport screeners at dozens of airports. Explosives, weapons, all that good stuff. Got through 67 out of 70 times. So why don't we just fire all the TSA employees and let's do away with them?
They don't fire people in the government.
Ah, okay. So what can we give them jobs doing? And do we know how much they make? We asked that question earlier, and I wonder if anybody found out. I forgot to go look. I'd like to know how much.
I can see.
Yeah, let's see how much they make. I'd like to know how much an hour they are making. Cable TV and internet companies tied for last place in the list of customer satisfaction index. The indices, let's see, 43 industries in America. Time Warner is the worst. There were actually 343 industries and 300 companies that were measured. Time Warner is by far, I mean big time, the worst company to do business with in America. Is that any news to anybody? I don't find any. I have Time Warner cable in my house in California. They're always on the phone, always with the wrong information, always eager to turn your phone, your service off, always. And try to get information or help from them. Good luck. So that's the bottom line on that. In a moment, we're going to spend some time with Ivan Eland, who has more on the situation with the Patriot Act. What are we doing? What's getting passed? What isn't getting passed? He's got a lot to say. We'll get some information that you probably don't have in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with four-time NASCAR Sprint Cup Series champion Jeff Gordon. With gas prices at a five-year low, Americans are falling in love with their cars again. But just because gas prices are low, you don't want to pay for something you're not getting. Here's Jeff Gordon.
Did you know you need extra room in your gas tank to allow gasoline to expand? Or that when you top off your tank, the extra gas can evaporate and cause damage to your vehicle's vapor collection system? With some pumps, you could end up paying for gas that doesn't even make it into your tank, as gasoline can get fed back into the station's tanks because your gas tank is full. Want to know the simplest tip of them all when it comes to your car and making your budget go further? Simply use the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn 3% cash back on gas, 2% cash back on grocery store purchases, and 1% cash back on all other purchases. That can go a long way towards stretching your budget.
Grocery store and gas bonus rewards apply to the first $1,500 in combined purchases in these categories each quarter. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Molly, Kenny, and I have Ivan Eland with us, the author of The Failure of Counterinsurgency, also senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. He did some congressional oversight of the NSA prior to September 11th. He wrote in the Huffington Post this week, back then the U.S. intelligence community was still smarting over the congressional discovery in the mid-1970s of its domestic spying during the Vietnam War. At the time of my oversight, NSA and other intelligence agencies seemingly knew that they would lose the support of the American people for their vital function of spying on foreign threats if they again violated the Constitution. So are they violating the Constitution here? It would seem they are, Ivan.
Yeah, I think, you know, we originally were told that this program, by all three branches in one way or another, was legal and constitutional, but it's kind of hard to reconcile that with the Constitution, which says that you have to have a probable cause that a crime has been committed and that no general warrants are permitted. Now, what a general warrant is, and the reason the founders put it in there, in the Constitution, that they're the warrants had to be really specific, is that the British used to use general warrants to go on fishing expeditions to find things wrong on people. So we've had abuse of this from the beginning, of the Republic, and that's why we get specific, the authorities are supposed to get specific warrants for specific people and circumstances. And of course, if you're collecting the records, phone records of everybody in the United States, obviously they have no probable cause to believe that everybody in the United States is a terrorist. So that's really a problem because it is a general warrant. They originally claimed, well, it's not spying because we're not looking at the conversations themselves. This is just, you know, originator of call, receiver of call, time, duration, the location of the call, et cetera. But nowadays with the supercomputers, they can get more out of what's called traffic analysis than they can out of the conversations many times. So this is spying, and it is a general warrant, and it is unconstitutional if you read the Constitution. So, and a court has recently said that, and that complicated the congressional process because it really supported the people that are trying to reform this. And one way or another, this is probably going to be reformed. Right now, the law has lapsed, mm-hmm. and that might be the best state of affairs, although there's a little argument among the civil libertarians whether they'd rather have that just lapse or whether they would like it to be reformed. And the reform is what they're talking about, is having the businesses store the records, and that government would have to go in specific circumstances and get a specific authority on a specific case to look at the records. And, of course, that's much improved system than what we have now, which violates the Constitution clearly.
What do you make of the FBI being behind this mysterious surveillance aircraft that's been flying over 30 cities, 11 different states, getting information on what they would have us believe are the bad guys, whoever the bad guys are? This seemingly came out of the blue, but is it another example of taking too many liberties with these black ops groups?
Well, I think, you know, the agencies that we have, particularly the FBI, who's focused domestically, they're always interested in increasing their powers, and we have to be careful of that. Certainly we need them to catch the crooks, but a lot of times they have powers already. Like, this is not a disaster that this law has lapsed, as even Obama was saying. We're playing Russian roulette with national security. I mean, there are other laws that under normal circumstances that you can go after people who you think are terrorists. People can't get away with crime, any crime, especially terrorism, even with this law lapsed. And I think, you know, the Patriot Act is an example, another example, you know, agencies trying to get more power. And the Patriot Act was probably unnecessary even after 9/11. And I think some of it should be sunset probably permanently. And that's what's happened so far, whether they'll resurrect some of it or not. But this FBI aircraft, I think the agencies are always probing to see, you know, how far they can go.
Right.
This just makes life easier. There may not even even be a sinister motive. They just want to see how far they can go. But I think
we're out of time. Ivan, thank you. Ivan Elin here, focusing on the Patriot Act.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000. In as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tech Talk time. Greg Steffen is on some assignment this week in Mongolia. So as a result of that, we're on our own as to figuring out what's going on technologically. I thought we ought to start with a focus on the busy summer travel season, which, as we all know, rapidly approaching. Those deciding to travel by plane may notice a smoother experience thanks in part to a new system being installed at one of our nation's biggest airports. You'll find this interesting. I do, because I'm a traveler in and out of LAX. Let's listen to Brian Osich.
LAX is one of the busiest airports in the world, and operators there need up-to-the-second operations data. That's why a first-of-its-kind system called Siamos from Siemens is being installed. The platform provides real-time critical systems snapshots and aids in the management of airside, landside, and terminal operations. Siemens Corporation's Dennis Rodriguez.
It's a real game-changer in terms of moving the conversation forward about connection between information and decision-making.
By overlapping existing platforms, Siamos provides insight into where to improve process and procedures for maximum benefit. Melody Johnson, Director of Airport and Public Safety Systems for LAX, says this project is important because it provides enhanced information flow and a new level of situational awareness of what's happening at the facility.
With this tool, our operations staff will be able to conduct inspections on a regular basis to ensure that all of our assets are functioning at their optimal level.
For more information, go to usa.siemens.com. That's Technology Now from Siemens.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
All right, something today in the something in the way we move.
You just break into song.
That's why we singing is a good way to break down some of the frustrations we get, including this one. Supreme Court yesterday voted agreed that Facebook can allow the sorts of things that get somebody into trouble for a while. This posting on Facebook threatened to kill another person, and
More than just one, more than just his ex-wife.
Really, I know there was more than one.
This is just amazing that they threw out a conviction of a Pennsylvania man who made threatening Facebook statements toward his estranged wife, the FBI, a school, and others. Mm-hmm. And children, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And the court ruled 8-1 in favor of Anthony Alonis, is his name. The justices decided that Alonis couldn't be convicted merely on the basis that a reasonable person might consider his comments threatening. The court instead said prosecution would be allowed under the federal law that he was accused of breaking only if Alonis himself intended his words to be a threat.
Huh.
So that's tricky, because then they can just go to him and say, did you mean to threaten them? And he'd say, no, okay, you're off the hook. So this was in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
His wife left him. Mm-hmm. So written in the form of rap lyrics, he fantasized about killing her, knifing a female FBI agent, and shooting school children.
Yeah,
after
sweet.
The court granted his wife a protective order against him, then he posted, is the protective order thick enough to stop a bullet?
I wonder if the FBI's new surveillance program would follow guys like this.
Maybe we could give those planes his address.
Yeah, right, one way or the other. Okay, there's a new Nordstrom app that lets shoppers text with sales associates. Is this new, or can you do it with other companies? They've created a mobile app called Textile, which lets you exchange text messages with sales associates and make purchases based on their suggestions.
I bet you'll be able to do it with other ones.
I'm going to bet pretty soon, yeah, people will take that one out. And good news, Windows 10 is rolling out July 29th. Woo-hoo!
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.